Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that you can see live every single week on OnlyFans. And to become a member of OnlyFans, you have to go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. And by the way, if you were on OnlyFans today, you kind of knew about this schedule a few hours in advance. More on that in a little bit with our special guests. But first, I must tell you, we are brought to you by Prize Picks. We no longer have to say if you are out of state. They are back in Florida. You go to prizepicks.com, use the promo code 5, F-I-V-E. You deposit $100, you get $100. It's as simple as that. And of course, betteredge.com/5reasons. You type that in, you become a member, they give you $20 just for signing up. I have a special guest with me today, Blake Sebo, longtime TV executive. And I guess we'll just give him the title of OnlyFans media analyst. How are you, Blake?
I'm doing great, Alf. How you doing? Best day of the year.
Yes, it is. Well, to me, it's always the first day of free agency. I always get a kick out of the first day of free agency in football. Like, that's a lot of fun. The trade deadline in baseball used to be fun.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. The trade deadline in basketball used to be bonkers. Now nobody makes any trades, so nobody cares. But it's schedule day, and people love to look at the schedule. People like to do the Mike Francesa. That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. That's a loss. We're not going to do that today, but we are going to go over the schedule. A brief rundown on the schedule. Blake will chime in as I ask him questions about each game. Week one, we do not have, by the way, the preseason schedule that usually comes out, what, a week later, Blake?
Yeah, usually it can be anywhere. Sometimes they've done it on schedule release night, but usually we have it within 2 weeks. The teams will usually release who they're doing their joint practices with, and then you can pretty much riddle it out from there.
Okay, we have somebody in the chat that's saying that on the Dolphins Ticketmaster sites, it says Atlanta and Washington are the two home games for the preseason. We don't know anything about that. If that is true, then that means that the Dolphins, and I could break news here, that means that the Dolphins will have joint practices with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season.
Yep.
Okay? If that is true. But we shall find out. They do like to schedule two. Now, it's not usually a home-and-home thing. It never really is a home-and-home thing. And if this is true, again, another caveat, that means that they will go to Tampa Bay 2 years in a row. Now, here's the thing. If this is also true, I very much doubt they're going to do joint practices with the Washington Commanders, which means they will be going to Atlanta as well. Or Atlanta will be coming down here for the second consecutive time. So, and since it is a home game, I guess you could start planning your joint practice visits already, because it looks like it will be, I guess, if this is true again, they'll be going to Tampa Bay early, and they'll be staying home against Atlanta late for joint practices. And those are always fun, which means that they will repeat what they did a couple of years ago.
You know, Alf, Atlanta would make a lot of sense. I think Raheem Morris is pretty close with McDaniel. So new coach over there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those things are usually negotiated, although it is interesting that they're just going to repeat, you know, two sites at the same – because I always thought that that's something that it's, you know – and I understand it's different regimes, but I always thought that that was something that you would get together and say, hey, how about, you know, let's do this, and we do a home and home. We'll do it at your place this time, and you could come to our place the next time. Because, you know, it's a logistics thing. You got to make accommodations for the team for the 2 days. And really, it's 3 days because they have to have a day of travel. So that's kind of interesting that they're just going to repeat it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, what else is interesting here, Alf, if it is Tampa, Atlanta, and Washington, with Atlanta and Washington being home, Miami's not going to leave the state of Florida until week 3 of the regular season to play a game.
Right, and then they're going to send them all over the country later on. All right, let's get into the schedule. Usually, you know, opening day last year, come on, you know, the year before, and you know, 2 years running, it was the New England Patriots. Not very sexy there, although when they had Mac Jones, I guess there was a little bit of juice to that game. Tua was in year 2, but really the following year, yeah, not many people cared. It was a lazy 1 o'clock game. The only juice it really had was that Tyreek Hill was making his debut. That was it. But last year, come on, Justin Herbert versus Tua in LA. That game had some juice. This one, not so much.
Nah.
Sunday, September the 8th at 1 p.m., the Jacksonville Jaguars. How do they arrive at this pairing for week one?
Well, you know, looking over the week one schedule here, what's interesting, it's different this year than what we've seen the past several years, is the NFL did not give both networks a doubleheader in week one. Now, whether that is Fox requested only to have the doubleheader in order to launch Tom Brady's broadcast career with the Cowboys, maybe they thought with the Cowboys in that window, they're traditionally in primetime week one, that maybe it was a little bit too much firepower to put something on CBS against it. So when you look across, CBS is loaded at 1 o'clock. You know, Miami and Jacksonville, you know, you're right, it's not the sexiest matchup. It's not going to be the Nance game, which I think we can all agree that's a good thing for Miami. They're probably going to be headed to, by the guess, they're either headed to Buffalo for Arizona, Buffalo, or they're heading to Indianapolis for Houston and Indianapolis.
That's a sexy one. That's a sexy game.
Yeah, I mean, so much buzz there. Anthony Richardson coming back, first game. You know, I got to tell you, Alf, looking at this, it looks like we might actually have the Kevin Harlan season opener again.
Yes. 68 Dolphin points on the opener.
I love it. Yeah. No, it's not one of those things where you circle your calendar and go, oh man, I'm ready for this, but I got to tell you, it was so much last year, so much vitriol online, and so much everything, anything, when you have the Dolphins and the Chargers. You know, it's kind of nice to have that kind of downshift before you really get into it week two with Buffalo. This is the first time, fun schedule factoid for you, first time the Dolphins have played against Jacksonville in the month of September since the Jaguars came into the league in 96. So pretty interesting little factoid there. It's the first time that they have home or away played Jacksonville in September.
All right, moving on to week two, September the 12th. So it's a day after Sean McDermott celebrates. But it's at 8:15 p.m. That's a Thursday night football game, and they're going to kick off the Thursday night football season. Obviously, the Prime Video people are, you know, like this is one. Like you got to think that if they had to pick, like this is one of their preferred matchups. I've made my feelings felt. I think that it's a bad thing to have Thursday night football division games. I think they're inherently unfair. Although the stats have historically not borne it out. Last year, home teams were 11-4 on Thursday night football. So I think that matters. Miami has an advantage, but they don't get the weather advantage. But this game has juice, and you got to think they got their way, right?
Oh, yeah. I think this was – Amazon has been clamoring for a Dolphin home game for 2 years. They have yet to get it. Going first for Thursday Night Football is a big deal. 2 years ago in the first year, it was the Chargers and the Chiefs. Last year, it was the Vikings and the Eagles. You're going to see promotion for Dolphins Bills all the way through week one. You're going to see it all the way starting in August. Dolphins players, Bills players, everywhere, whenever you watch any sort of NFL content and beyond. This game has a lot of juice. We saw the rekindling finally in the national narrative last year with the Week 18 game. Everyone remembering those great rivalries in the 90s, the great numbers those did, yes. The Kelly, the Marino, and all that. I mean, it was great to see everyone remember, oh, wait, this is a big deal. And it shows here, leading off with this, both Dolphins and Bills open, you know, at 1 o'clock on week one. So this is their first exposure nationally, you know, for both teams. Yeah, it's going to do a huge number. I think it's going to be up from Philadelphia, Minnesota last year, probably a little bit down from Kansas City 2 years ago, but that's the Chiefs. It's what happens. But yeah, and look, tremendous opportunity for Miami. You know South Florida better than I do. But I got to tell you, where I live in the South, if it's no more, it's no less muggy and oppressive and humid at night than it is during the day during that time of year. So I think it's okay. I like the placement there. I think both teams got a break. The Bills don't play in the sun. We don't play in the cold. And, you know, the NFL gets a big win. I'm glad they did decide to focus, feature this game. This year, it's not Sunday night, it's not Monday night, but the Bills had so many great options. This is a win here, for sure. And you can make a very strong argument that it is the game of the week, for the NFL in week two. Is the Sunday night game is the Bears and Texans, you know, okay. Yeah. You know, Texans, they got a big Q rating now, but you know, yeah, Bears, big market.
Yeah. Caleb Williams versus CJ Stroud is going to. It's going to draw eyeballs.
Yeah, it's going to draw eyeballs. Falcons, Eagles on Monday Night Football. The CBS game is Burrow versus the Chiefs. That's going to be a big game, but we don't know what Burrow's going to look like coming back. So really a lot of firepower there at the top for the NFL in week two. And look, if the Dolphins come out and they can take care of Jacksonville and they can beat Buffalo in week two, they're going to be getting a lot of buzz already going across the country the next week for week three.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call it. This is a Jim Nantz, Tony Romo game, week three. I've seen a lot of people just pencil it in. Oh, Dolphins are starting 3-0. It's going to be awesome. Seahawks are extremely talented. They were underachieving last year. They're going to get Mike McDonald this year on defense. That game has a ton of juice. It's, in my opinion, maybe the most talented secondary in football against the most talented group of wide receivers. Man. This game has juice. I think you get Nantz and Romo for this one. It's also,
you know,
two great wide receiver cores also.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Al. You know, it's funny looking at this. It's a 3:05 game, but it's not a or a 4:05 game. Sorry, it's in the Central. It's a 4:05 game, but it's not a doubleheader, so it's a regional game for CBS. So it's only going to go to like, maybe 15-20% of the country. But looking at the rest of the day, I mean, the noon games, you've got Chargers Steelers maybe leads the noon games there. So if it's not Nantz and Romo, which it absolutely could be, because you don't see any of the big markets, you don't see the Chiefs or the Jets here on CBS, then at the very least it's gonna be Iron Eagle, which honestly I prefer Iron Eagle. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great number two. I think he should be the number one. But that's another story for another day.
They might throw it deep here, Jim.
Oh, God, yeah. Actually, I was playing golf with Tony Romo earlier this week. So,
wow.
There you go. Yeah, he was down here for a United Way function. But he's definitely what you would expect from TV. He's kind of doofy.
Did he tell you your backswing's a little slow there, Blake?
He was very critical of my game.
Really? He's one of those. I hate those guys. Yeah. There's no, so Tony Romo is critical golfer guy.
To be fair, I pretty much suck at golf. But
I don't care. I don't care if you're absolutely horrific, but that guy is the worst. Critical golfer guy is the worst. I'd rather you just give me some tips like, hey, you know, do this and do that and you might improve. But don't tell me how bad I am.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. So not a big Romo guy. But, you know, what's interesting here is if you look at this, you know, from a holistic point here of week three, Fox has a doubleheader. They got Ravens Cowboys, which is such a huge game there at 425 in the lead doubleheader slot. But they also have Niners Rams, which is not a small matchup that's going to go against that. So, and that game's only going to go to like California. You know, it's really just going to go to the far West Coast. I would imagine even Oregon and Washington probably ends up with the Cowboys Ravens there. And
that's,
you got Lions Cardinals.
Football fans anywhere, if you watch 49ers Rams since the Rams Super Bowl season, man, those games are good. They're always good. And they're always, and they always have juice. They always have, you know, some stakes. They've met in the playoffs twice. So, yeah, like, that's odd.
Yeah, it's a great Sunday ticket. 4 o'clock afternoon slot. And yeah, five total games there, including several really good ones. And then Monday night, it's the first doubleheader. You've got Jaguars Bills on ESPN, and then the Commanders Bengals on ABC. Kind of what we're going to see in week four with us. If anyone, I've seen people say, "Oh, well, Miami's in against the Titans on a." On a doubleheader, that's not really very sexy. It's not, that's, the NFL doesn't like Miami. No, that's, they put the Bills in that same slot, the exact same slot there. So it has nothing to do with Miami. It's trying to get the maximum total audience and combining ABC and ESPN. So a Monday night game is a Monday night game is a Monday night game.
All right, Monday Night Football, week four, Monday, September the 30th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, which I can't get used to that. It's, you know, that's an NBA time. Like, really? Like, that's what we're doing. So they're giving us the, you know, the non-preferred slot. It's a doubleheader. Game should have some juice. The Titans are improved. That was the game that derailed Miami's season last season. So, yeah, pretty hot.
Yeah, I think Dolphin fans are going to be way into this more than any other game here at the early start of the season, maybe of the Bills, but. I'll be honest with you, like, I'm not in the business of predicting or betting, but if I were a betting man, I'd say the Dolphins are not going to lose this one. I think McDaniel's going to have him up to play. And I think this is the worst case scenario for the Titans for this game to be back on Monday night.
Yes.
I actually love that matchup for Miami. As far as how the early season goes, it's a long trip back from Seattle. You get an extra day to recover going to Monday night. That's an advantage. And a Titans team that may be competing for a top five pick. So definitely where you want to be. And again, another opportunity, another home game in prime time in the first 4 weeks. You know, we've seen it. We talked about it last year. A lot of our primetime opportunities last year and the year before, as we kind of re-entered the national stage, has been on the road. And now we have two opportunities early in the season to really show The Rock as a great place, a rocking place to watch football. So it's going to be great for the brand. It's definitely the undercard. Lions, Seahawks, I think is, you know, a pretty good game too. We just talked about the Seahawks, how good they are. But man, a great Sunday too. You got Bills and Ravens on Sunday Night Football, which is great. You've got Chiefs and Chargers. The first Harbaugh game against the Chiefs is the lead doubleheader game for CBS. So it's and look, this is a theme here. The Thursday night Amazon gets Cowboys Giants, which has been a first 2 week game on Sunday Night Football for basically the last 10 years. That's one trend. I've only been able to look at it a little bit, but the Thursday night schedule is the best it has ever been, and I don't think that's a coincidence given that the NFL has given Prime a playoff game this year. So they're definitely putting some extra assets and oomph into the Prime series.
All right, I'm going to predict that we're going to do 30 seconds on the next two games. Week five, New England Patriots, Sunday, October the 6th. They're traveling to Gillette and to face Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. In other words, who cares? Dolphins by 17.
Hopefully. The interesting thing about here is that it's cross-flex to Fox. It is a game that would normally be owned by CBS. It also means that there's no chance of the follow-up game, even if the Patriots surprise and the Dolphins are undefeated. At least one of the Dolphins-Patriots games has to end up on CBS for the new contracts. So it could not be flexed in any way possible, even though it's in the flexible window. That's really the most interesting thing about this game because it again, it's not very interesting. But for old people like you and me, Cowboys Steelers Sunday Night Football, I don't know that it gets any better.
Yes. Jacoby Brissett revenge game. I don't know. It would be revenge for who? all right. Week six is a bye week. It doesn't mean that the NFL stops, because the NFL doesn't. Miami stops, but the NFL does not. What are the featured games for week six?
Well, you know, you have the Bills and Jets on Monday Night Football, again, from New York, same as we saw in week one last year. You know, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is still healthy. I loved Chris's joke about the brain worm. You know, that's so precinct. But otherwise, it's, you know, not the best Sunday. The Sunday Night Football game's pretty rough, I think. It's Cincinnati and the Giants. You got the big New York market. You got Burrow. Hopefully he's still healthy by that time. The winner of Sunday is definitely the Lions and Cowboys. I'm shocked that's a Fox game at 4:25. I thought for sure that was going to go to ABC and Monday Night Football after what happened on ABC ESPN last year with the blown call at the end of the game. So that's a little bit surprising to me that goes there. But, you know, it's if you're looking for a viewing guide, you know, for the bye week, it's you're kind of out of luck. The noon games are the 1 o'clock games are pretty weak. You've got the Jaguars and Bears in London, and that's about it.
All right, week seven, October the 20th. It's a 1 p.m. Eastern game at Lucas Oil. That's at Indianapolis. The Colts. This game is dependent on Anthony Richardson. If he is not, if he is injured or he is bad, this game will have no eyeballs, and it'll be a walkover for Miami. He has to be good for this game to have any kind of juice whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I was a big fantasy guy. I was reading the report that he got the same surgery that Cam Newton did before Cam Newton went and didn't really return to form afterwards. You know, definitely some juice there. Like I said, if he's healthy, the Colts scare me as a team. If he stays healthy all year, I think they're a guaranteed playoff team. You look at that as another cross flex to Fox, which is interesting. Fox also has that day the Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl rematch in the late doubleheader window. That'll be Burkhart and Brady for sure. But Miami and Indianapolis looks like it can probably pretty healthily lead or co-lead with the Eagles and Giants, the early kicks there. Probably going to get the three or four teams. That's just how Fox is. With that, they're going to value the Eagles and Giants more. But what's interesting is you actually get another doubleheader here on Monday night, and it includes an ESPN Plus game. So this isn't an ESPN ABC thing. This is there's going to be a game on ESPN, which starts at 8:15 Eastern. That's the Ravens and Bucks, decent enough game, you know, whatever. But then at 9 o'clock in the East, you have the Chargers and Cardinals on ESPN Plus. That game will not be seen over the air in Arizona and in LA, in Phoenix and LA. But everywhere else, you have to have ESPN Plus to see that. So it's an interesting new thing that they're trying here. This is the ESPN Plus exclusive game they were promised. So. Once again, trying to push the boundaries there of the stream. Now, that was a big topic today across X and on OnlyFans. You know, how much investment you have to have in streaming. I can confidently say for anyone listening to this, if you really want to pay ESPN Plus $15 to watch the Chargers and Cardinals, you might be a degenerate. I'm just saying.
Yeah, or you might have, you know, a few bucks on the game. You know, by the way, very quickly, how close are we to having games on demand, let's say $9.99?
Oh my gosh, I don't think we're particularly close. I think the business model is going to continue on for at least the next 10 or 15 years the way we see it now. The NFL has an option in 4 years to pull their contracts and renegotiate. They'll almost certainly do that, and they'll probably pull more games from broadcasts and take them to streaming partners. It's not lost on me that Netflix's terms for the Christmas Day games go until they can pull the contracts back. So they're going to do this big test on Netflix. They're going to keep testing on all these streaming outlets. I think the goal eventually, I think what we're going to see is less of a Sunday ticket thing and more of a opportunity where you're going to be able, there's going to be a game on Sunday night on NBC and a game on Peacock. There's going to be an ESPN and ESPN Plus game on Monday night. I think you're going to see two separate options. So you double the amount of inventory you have for your advertisers, if you're the network, but also amount of views that you can bring in. So I think this is a very consequential test that they're doing this year on this Monday night, October 21st.
All right, moving on. Sunday, October the 27th. Every single time that Kyler Murray and Tua Tagovailoa hook up, fireworks ensue. Oddly enough, this is going to be the second time that they meet at Hard Rock Stadium. And it wasn't Cardinals-Dolphins the last time that they met. So this one, I think, is kind of interesting. For those of you that were fans of Kyler Murray at Oklahoma, Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama, this is the third time that they meet. I don't know how good the Cardinals are going to be, but they got to contend with 1 p.m. Eastern Hard Rock Stadium right before Halloween. So might be hot, might not be hot. I don't know if the Cardinals are any good, but the quarterback matchup is juicy.
It's juicy, and I got to tell you, looking here, this is a single-header week for Fox. I think if the Cardinals are around 500 2 weeks out, I think it's very likely that we see Brady, the Brady number one team, Burkhart and Brady, calling this game. The only other option for Fox during this window, it would be Green Bay and Jacksonville, depending on how Jacksonville's doing. I think Green Bay is going to be great. Jacksonville, I'm not so sure on. I don't think they're going to be so wonderful. But those are really your two options, unless they're going to send them out to Seattle for Buffalo, Seattle in the afternoon slot. I kind of doubt that. Fox does not usually put their number one team out west for a single header. So, yeah, I think we're actually probably going to see Brady calling that game for Miami, if Miami is what we think they are and has started the season the way we think they will.
Okay, Sunday, November the 3rd, 1 p.m. Eastern at Highmark Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. Miami at Buffalo. It's a CBS game. I guess it was last year, so it might as well it be 2 years in a row. Nance Romo. It should be the game of the week if both teams are either tied or within a game of each other for the division lead.
Oh, yeah, this is the lead CBS game for this week. It's a single-header CBS week. There's nobody else that can come close to this. You got Denver, Baltimore. You've got New Orleans, Carolina on CBS. You've got San Diego. You have LA, the Chargers, the Browns, Colts, Vikings, and then late you've got Bears, Cardinals. So, yeah, no, this is going to be a Nance Romo game for sure. Again, unless both teams just fail. And, you know, hopefully Miami's playing with house money at this point. This is very reminiscent. First weekend in November, I believe it's the first weekend in November last year that Miami played the Chiefs and had their chance for a big statement game and didn't come through. Maybe another opportunity this year to kind of right that wrong. But, yeah, that's definitely going to be an Anson Romo late. You've got Lions and Packers on Fox. That'll be the league game. Pretty weak Sunday night game. Jacksonville and in Philadelphia, and then Buccaneers and Chiefs. That's not going anywhere, but this isn't the flex window. I do want to point out that I do think CBS would protect anyway Miami and Buffalo, but it's the rule we talked about earlier. Since their first game was on Amazon, this game has to stay on CBS regardless. So it's going to be in 1 p.m. kick at Highmark Stadium no matter what.
All right. Dolphins play the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi the following week. Interesting thing here. It's November the 11th on Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams. Dolphins are 12-2 all time against the Los Angeles Rams. They've won five in a row. Interested to see if they've ever actually lost to the Rams in Los Angeles. And the answer to that is no. Okay. So
that's great history right there.
Yeah, so a lot is at stake here. In fact, they've never actually lost. I'm looking at here. I'm trying to find the two losses. They lost to the St. Louis Rams.
I was going to say they lost to the St. Louis Rams week 4. It was 2002. maybe 2003.
2001. And then in 1976, the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Miami Dolphins in Miami 31-28.
Wow, that would have been a great game. Just the talent on both sides back then. Yeah, I remember the Dolphins actually, I think, played the Rams when they were the year they returned to LA and won on a last minute pass from Ryan Tannehill, I believe.
Yes.
And that was part of Adam Gase's magical mystery tour of his rookie season, where they just ripped off six straight wins. Made us think that he was a great coach, but great matchup. The Rams I'm bullish on them. The league's bullish on them. They got four primetime games. Stafford is still healthy here. It's going to be a heck of a matchup. ESPN's really going to play up that McVay, McDaniel, young guns kind of narrative here. And this is a big win for, I think, for NFL. And yet, most importantly, it is not a week earlier, which would have been the Monday night before the election. Which traditionally has been a bloodbath for AFC teams, going back until the days of Cosell. If an AFC team plays an NFC team, this is...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Those weird but true things. AFC team plays an NFC team the night before the election on Monday Night Football. The NFC teams won all but one game. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's one of those eucharisms. I don't know why I know what I just do. But yeah, it's as far as Sunday goes, if you're looking for something to watch on Sunday, once again, not a gray. You've got your standard Eagle Cowboy game. That is a cross flick to CBS at 3:25. That'll probably be the lead game. It will be the lead game. It's Dallas, but it's interesting that they did schedule the Jets in that same window at 4:25. Against the Cardinals, so you're kind of going there with the Cowboys and Jets competing. The Jets have a really easy schedule to start, so they're going to, as long as Rodgers is healthy, they're going to have a good record, and they're going to have interest, and the NFL is going to keep putting them on. And you got the Chiefs Broncos earlier, you got Colts Bills, you got Drake May versus Caleb Williams at noon at 1 o'clock, so that's kind of interesting. But I always look for these when Miami's off, when they're playing in a primetime game. What can I watch earlier? Nothing here really stands out as being a must-watch game, which is kind of disappointing as we go into the back half of the season here.
All right, Sunday, November the 17th, 1 p.m. Eastern at Hard Rock Stadium. The Las Vegas Raiders come into town for the second consecutive year. Teams about equal to what they were last year. A little bit better quarterback in Gardner Minshew. Who knows if he's a starter by then. Week 11, the Raiders, CBS, 1 p.m. Eastern. I think they'll put a wanted ad to have somebody do this game. Like, the only reason for anybody to come do this game is because they get a trip to Miami, right?
Yeah, it's a rough Saturday. It's a rough Sunday there for CBS as far as the pecking order. They've got Chiefs Bills at 4:25. They've also got Bengals Chargers there, Burrow versus Herbert. Interesting that they put those two games against each other in that 4:25 window. You'd think they could have probably deployed those games a little bit better to get some more viewers there. But you're going to get probably Harlan calling that game. You're probably going to get, you're going to get Nance and Romo for the Chiefs and Bills. Early, you've got the Ravens and Steelers. That'll probably be your Iron Eagle game. And so we're probably looking at, Adam Armon or Sparrow Ditas for the Dolphins and Raiders. on this, which, you know, not the worst thing. Interesting little factoid for you. The Dolphins have played the Raiders more in the last 10 years than any team outside of the division. So Dolphins and Raiders has definitely been a matchup we've seen a lot of these last 2 years in Hard Rock. Obviously, a few years before that in Vegas as well. Colts get a Sunday night game here against the Jets. I think with the Jets in there, that game's going to stick around in there. They don't really have a slot to move it into. And I want to highlight the Monday night game here, Texans-Cowboys, Battle of Texas. Monday the 18th, that is the Monday before the before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is early this year on the 21st. And so the Cowboys are playing, I believe I'm right on that. So that would mean the Cowboys would be playing on Monday night and then turning around and Thanksgiving's a week later. So, but either way, big game there for the Cowboys and Texans, and hopefully the Texans have stayed relevant.
That's in AT&T Stadium?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in AT&T.
Okay. All right. If it were in Reliant, you would see the very odd road team actually do a real takeover of the stadium and have the majority of the fans in the stadium because they've done it before.
I don't know. You know, fans may turn out for that great H-Town Blue alternate with the wonderful H. It's a sarcasm, by the way. I think those uniforms are hideous. But I'm just an old curmudgeon who likes classic uniforms. So that's just me.
All right, New England Patriots, November the 24th, 1 p.m. Eastern. The only interest here, this game is at Hard Rock Stadium. The only interest here is where Miami is at as far as the win-loss record and whether Drake May has already become the starter. I believe he would be the starter by this point. I think by this point, the Patriots are somewhere around 4-7 or something like that, and Drake May is the starter. If he's good, there'll be some interest. If he is not good, zero interest, and they get the worst of the announcer groupings.
Yeah, it's not a strong day across the NFL as a whole. You're probably going to see Nance and Romo with the Chiefs and Panthers. Even if the Panthers are terrible, I don't think they're going to let the Chiefs go across at one and not have them going on. But yeah, it's not going to be it's another Spiriditas special for Miami, which going forward, they should have a lot of great opportunities for premium announcers moving forward. We know what's coming the next week.
Absolutely, and what a slate, okay? For Thanksgiving, it's always great. But that night game never really, you know, it's always the laziest game because, you know, you're in a food coma. You just sit down on you plop down on the couch. You don't even want to sit up at a pub table to watch this game. You just plop down on the couch and just, you know, watch the game with one eye open and then just fall asleep somewhere on the third quarter. Not this year. It's Packers, it's Dolphins, and it's at Lambeau Field, 8:20 Eastern. That's November the 28th, Thanksgiving Day. First of all, run down the entire slate for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, one of the best slates we've had in a few years. Caleb Williams and the Bears against the Lions, kicking it off on CBS. CBS has to be really happy with that matchup they got there. And then you get the Giants and Cowboys on Fox. And look, I as much as I hate seeing the Giants and Cowboys playing week one on Sunday Night Football, that's a great win for Fox to be able to get that. And then you've got the Dolphins and Packers. The NFL made a concerted effort here. And I think we're seeing this on Thanksgiving. We're definitely going to see that on Christmas in a few minutes when we get down there. The NFL is making an effort to own everything. They want the headlines they had. They went big in week one with their primetime games. They went big on Thanksgiving. They went big on Black Friday. They are wanting the headlines to say, oh my God, the NFL is unstoppable. And they are. Because this is tremendous. The Dolphins-Packers will probably be the highest rated night game that they've had on Thanksgiving since they started doing this back about 12 years ago. The current reigning champ is actually all the way back to the butt fumble with the Jets and Patriots. And I think Miami-Green Bay, if they are as good as we think they are, and I'm with you, Alf, I think the Packers are going to be excellent. I think Jordan Love is for real. And this game is going to be a lot of lightning there at the end of the thing. And, you know, for Miami Green Bay, too, and let's not forget, just 2 years ago, they played in Miami on Christmas. So the national public is already kind of used to this matchup. And God help us, let Tua stay healthy through the entire game. Because otherwise, I think we both agree, if he doesn't get a concussion, Dolphins win that game going away.
Yes.
2 years ago, and they make the playoffs. But yeah, tremendous, tremendous slate of games. I'm really hoping, and I've already seen it everywhere, if the Dolphins don't wear their throwbacks on Thanksgiving, I don't know what we're doing here. Green Bay would have to sign off on it, but we deserve to see the just like we did in Dallas back about 20 years ago now, when Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas went nuts and Jay Fiedler ate a turkey leg at the end from Phil Sims, for that Thanksgiving Day in Dallas almost 20 years ago. We need to see the white throwback this game. And absolutely. I know that's a touchy subject for people, but you want to talk about ingratiating love to the Dolphins. You roll out there in Lambeau Field. I know we don't necessarily want snow. We want it to be a little bit warmer, but you got a few snowflakes in the air and you got that. Oh my gosh. People are going to fall in love with the Dolphins all over again.
Yeah, I completely agree. Dollars to donuts. They're wearing throwbacks for this game. And if they're not, what are they doing? You know, like, this is the biggest no brainer in the history of logistics for the Miami Dolphins. Like, they should already have the white throwbacks ready to go and packed up for November the 28th, Thanksgiving night, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins in Lambeau Field. Absolutely. They get a mini bye week and they come back home December the 8th, 1 p.m. Eastern, the New York Jets. True or false, Aaron Rodgers will be elected vice president by this time?
Well, you know, we might be in a constitutional crisis point, so it's entirely possible.
If he's elected vice president, does he play this game? Right?
Well, I don't know. What's the ratio of concussions to brain worms? that might be maybe a little too much. Now, I would assume if Rodgers is healthy, this game is going to be an Nance Romo game.
Yes.
It's a single header for CBS. There's no other game that comes even close to this. This will get pretty close to a national audience. There's only four games for CBS. You've got this game. You've got Cleveland-Pittsburgh. You've got Raiders and Bucks. You've got Jags and Titans. And then you've got Seahawks-Cardinals at 4 o'clock. So you're probably going to be seeing about 60, 65% penetration for this, one of the high water marks you could see in a single header game. This is practically a national game. And, you know, I know people were upset. Miami and the Jets didn't get a national TV window. They may come week 18, although I hope the division is locked away by then. It doesn't come down to week 18 again, just for the sake of everyone's sanity. But this is basically an extra national window game for Miami.
I forecast this game to be the Jets are going to be one of those teams. I forecast them to be first in, first out. So they're either the last playoff team or they're the first out. So they're going to be scrounging and clawing for every single win at this point of the season. It's going to draw a ton of eyeballs, I think.
Oh, yeah. If they're any sort of decent, again, their first 5 weeks in particular, they're set up to be at 4-1 at worst. The NFL really wants them to, you can tell the NFL really wanted them to really start the season strong. And so even if they're middling around 500 by this point, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is playing, this is a big deal. If it's, you know, if it's backups and Robert Saleh's fire, then definitely not quite as big a deal. You're probably still getting Nance and Romo, but, you know, I don't believe Tua Tagovailoa has lost to the Jets, so
he has not.
Pretty good feeling.
All right, week 15, Sunday, December the 15th, 1 p.m. Eastern at Energy Stadium against the Houston Texans. Is this a candidate? Both teams, let's say, are leading their respective divisions. Is this a candidate for flex?
Oh, 100%. You look at the game, it's Green Bay and it's Seattle. Green Bay is a strong team for sure. But, you know, I'm not sure where Seattle's going to be at this point in the year. If Houston is who the general public thinks they are and Miami is who we think they are, this game has a very strong chance of being flexed either to primetime or to Sunday night or potentially to the CBS afternoon slot. You've got the Bills and Lions there. That's a really good game. Based on what we think we know. I think most likely it stays at noon, and CBS has a really strong 1-2 punch. We probably get Ian Eagle in this situation. They would definitely have Nance in the afternoon game. But yeah, the one thing to note here, although it is a within the Monday night flex window, they cannot flex into Monday night because this is right before the Texans play the Saturday-Wednesday stretch in their schedule going into Christmas Day. So that's part of it. They can't actually move into a later window as far as Monday goes. They could play Sunday night, but Monday would give them two consecutive short weeks, which would be against their scheduling practices. They could flex into Thursday, but there's that Rams-Niners game that we talked about earlier, getting the treatment of prime time and where it needs to be. So I don't think you're going there. But this week, week 15 here, leading into the playoff race, is just tremendous by the NFL. I really don't know what we're doing here with the schedule being this loaded in a week like this, but it's a great, even the Monday night, we got another Monday night doubleheader, Bears Vikings being the ABC game. You know, Falcons Raiders is not the best game there for ESPN as the undercard. But yeah, overall, great week. I got to tell you, Alf, my favorite thing about playing the Texans week 15 at a 1 o'clock game, we're probably not going to be one of those alternate uniform games. They're not going to come out in the red and have this whole big battle red thing or the H-Town blue or any of their new things. It should just be a standard game for them. And I know it's probably not scientific, but I get a little nervous when teams come out in these alternate jerseys sometimes. So.
All right, the following week, another game with a lot of juice, and I'm going to go ahead and say that this is not a candidate for flex, and for one particular reason. It's Sunday, December the 22nd, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. The San Francisco 49ers come to Hard Rock Stadium in a rematch from 2022, just a different venue. Last time they played them, they did play them on a Sunday at 4:25 Eastern, so it's the same thing. I don't think that they're going to flex this, and I'll tell you why. Depending on their if they have a private plane, let's say they have private charter, they can file a flight plan for, I believe, 3 hours. Okay, if you make them play on Sunday night football, I don't think that they're going to be taking off after a game that finishes around midnight. They shower, they pick up all their equipment. I don't think they're going to be leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning to head out west and then lose a day in the transit. So I think this game stays at 4:25. That way they're done at 8:30. That way they're on a plane at 10 p.m. on the way back to San Francisco. You agree?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's not going to be a flex game. I'll give you a couple more good reasons. Number one, the Cowboys are in Sunday Night Football. The Cowboys could have one win and they would stay in Sunday Night Football. They're never getting flexed out. And also, this is the same slot that Miami and Dallas played in last year in an afternoon game. That was Christmas Eve, so a little bit more eyeballs. You and I sat here a year ago, and we talked about how it was going to be the highest-rated game of the year. And sure enough, it was the highest-rated game on a Fox Sunday since 1996. So this is the same sort of game. Now, San Francisco is not as big as a national brand, obviously, as Dallas. But if San Francisco is who we think they are, this game is going to draw a lot of eyeballs. It's not a true national game because you do have the Jaguars-Raiders, which is really foolish because that eats into the Florida penetration for the Dolphins here. But that's the only other game going on CBS right then. So Miami-San Francisco is probably going to get an 80-85% share of the country on this. That's a lot of eyeballs. It's going to be a huge game. And I'm like I called it last year, I'm going to call it right now. It'll be a top five Sunday afternoon broadcast, either 1 or 4 o'clock, not counting prime time. It's going to be one of the top broadcasts of the year here for the Dolphins and 49ers. And dare I say, a Super Bowl preview.
Yep, I completely agree. The following week, Sunday, this could be something, this could be nothing. Sunday, December the 29th, it's right before the new year, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, Sunday night football, the Cleveland Browns stay home to face. By the way, I had no idea that their stadium was called Cleveland Browns Stadium. How boring. to face the Miami Dolphins, this game could be all kinds of juicy, or it could be flexed out because the Browns may not be that good by this point, depending on what Deshaun Watson is or is not. He hasn't been that good. Flacco is no longer there. I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. So either the Browns are good and this game has a lot of juice, or the Browns are bad and they might flex this game out of there.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those games that, you know, when I was putting together the schedule and corroborating everything, it's like, Cleveland, really? Cleveland's a Sunday night game. Okay. But yeah, this is, you know, right before the new year, as you mentioned. Here's the only thing holding it back, unless there's a surprise in the NFL. The Cowboys and Eagles play at 4:25 that day. That game has to stay on Fox because the first game was on CBS. The Jets and Bills are at 1 o'clock that day on CBS. The first game was on ESPN on Monday Night Football. That game has to stay with CBS. So that means those two networks don't have to protect those two games. So if you're Fox, you can then protect Green Bay and Minnesota. And if you're CBS, you can protect the Titans and Jaguars if you want to. So there's not a lot of great options there. I think what the NFL showed last year was, unless both teams are out of the playoffs, they're going to not flex. And I think that's important because I don't think Miami's going to be out of the playoff picture here in week 17 by any stretch of the imagination. So even if Cleveland tanks, I think Miami's probably pretty safe in this slot, because as we learned 2 years ago, this also has the five Saturday games that can be scheduled. And as we learned when the Dolphins and Bills were one of those five Saturday games, it's very difficult for the NFL, if they have their hands around a great matchup, to say, okay, well, no, we're not going to air this on NFL Network. We're going to give this to UNBC. So that's one thing to really look out for there, because there's not a lot of great options during the day. Now, you know, you start the day with, you know, Jets, Bills. You end it with Cowboys, Eagles. You have Lions, 49ers on Monday Night Football the night before New Year's Eve. It's a great week of football. It just, for all these years, Miami has almost been, penalized isn't the right word, but they've been unlucky with their flex opportunities. They have a great game, like the game against the 49ers 2 years ago, and you have the Cowboys sitting there in Sunday Night Football, and you know you're not going to get flex into that. You know, there's not the opportunity there. So this is a great thing where Miami actually has a chance to play this fifth primetime game and be able to stay there, even if the game is maybe not as sexy as we would like. And this is a point here, Alf, where I just want to mention, this is actually a big vote of confidence for Miami, because Miami has been the team, especially last year, who is not necessarily carrying the game, you know, their primetime game against the Patriots, who were, you know, look, they were not terrible. We knew they were going to be terrible last year, but especially early in the year, you still have Bill Belichick. They're still a brand. They're still pretty big. You got the Eagles game. You've got, you know, the Cowboys game later. You've got the Chiefs in Germany. Miami wasn't necessarily the draw there. This is showing that Miami, they're saying that Miami can be the draw and carry a not-so-great Cleveland team and still draw a number. And that's big. That's a huge step forward to Miami. And that, to me, even bigger than getting five primetime games, that's a big deal.
I completely agree. The final week of the season is week 18. It's TBD, which means to be determined, because who knows what happens with that game. They're either going to play at 1 o'clock with everybody else, or they'll play Sunday Night Football. At New York, at MetLife Stadium, I'm guessing that the Jets are going to need this game to get into the playoffs, and Miami won't need the game. And if that's the case, they'll play at 1 o'clock. Because I don't think that it's flex worthy just to have one team play against Mike White, you know. Although, what could be more delicious than Mike White, you know, coming in for arresting Tua Tagovailoa and defeating the New York Jets and sending them out of the playoffs?
Oh, that would be beautiful. That would be beautiful.
So this is another one of those games that it could be something. It could be absolutely nothing. Agree?
Yeah. I agreed. I think the dream is that in that scenario, that we get flexed to ESPN the day before, and we get an extra day of rest going into the playoffs. I think that's the goal that you want to look at going in there with Miami's schedule, the way it lines out overall. You know, they need to be in that slot because, again, we don't want to come down to week 18 again. We don't want to be on Sunday Night Football again. And we definitely don't want to be on Sunday Night Football on the road in January in New York.
All right. On the way out, let's double back a little bit. What do they have as far as Christmas Day games this year? Because they're going to have Wednesday football this year.
Yeah, so this is a big deal for the NFL. They pried away two games from the normal package that they have on this, and they gave them to Netflix in part of a new 3-year deal. Netflix is paying $75 million per game. So for those of you who really care about the salary cap, we're going to see another big bump on the salary cap, more than probably was expected, because this is unexpected revenue that's coming in to the league. So that's good for the league as a whole. That's good for Miami's cap next year for sure. But what's interesting here is, yeah, they're playing Wednesday. They basically told the NBA, you don't own Christmas anymore. You've lost your chance. You're irrelevant, old man. Get out of here. We don't care about your memories of Dr. J in the 70s. We don't care about your memories of MJ in the 90s. We're taking over. And the fact that they scheduled the Chiefs again, Chiefs were on Christmas Day last year, do a huge number with the Raiders. You put them against a traditional team with the Steelers at 1 o'clock, and then you come back with the Ravens and Texans, a playoff rematch right after that. I think it's a big deal. And what's really interesting about this, and what really gets my TV brain really going, is that the week before, both these teams play on a Saturday, and you have them playing early on Saturday again at 1 and at 4:30. So no primetime games in this scenario. But NBC will air the Texans and Chiefs in the middle of the day, and then the Steelers and Ravens will air on Fox that afternoon. And I find that fascinating because the NFL will basically be able to use their broadcast partners to promote forward to Christmas. So Christmas is going to crush, absolutely crush. They were luckier this last year than they were the year before. Year before, of course, was the Miami-Green Bay year. Green Bay was okay. Miami was okay. But they weren't, you know, necessarily top flight draws. The really draw that year was the supposed to be the afternoon game with Russell Wilson and the Broncos at L.A. coming off the World Championship. That game will forever go down in history as the Nickelodeon game where Patrick Starr makes fun of Russell Wilson as he's throwing an interception. I will never not watch that clip when it comes through my social media feeds. It just makes me laugh every time. But last year, you know, they come back with the Chiefs and Raiders, come back with the Eagles and Giants, and they have huge numbers. This is going to be even bigger than that. We will never again in our lifetimes, Alf, see a year where there's not a Christmas Day, at least two Christmas Day games from the NFL. The NBA is NBC in primetime can't save it. The NFL has come for them just like they've come for college football. Those Saturday games I was just talking about, they're going up against the college football playoff first round here in the on-campus sites for the extended playoffs the first time. And the NFL said, you know what? Nah, this is our day too. So it's tremendous. It's hubris, but you know, the NFL continues to put their tentacles out and say, all right, you want to see the Chiefs in the playoffs? We're going to put them on Peacock. And people went and they watched, and Peacock subscriptions went through the roof. Hey, you want to watch this Easton Stick and the Chargers play the Bills on Peacock? All right. Yeah. People are going to do that. People are going to tune in to Prime. Find Prime to watch the Commanders and the Bears for two straight years. So, like, people have, they can complain all they want, but the NFL has not been wrong so far, and they're not going to be wrong with this. We just saw the numbers from the Roses Tom Brady. Everybody was talking about it. It was a huge pop cultural event. It was the most viewers Netflix has had in a single window in their history, according to their release. They don't release public numbers, so we have to take them for their word. Your mileage may vary on how much you want to do that. However, these are going to transform the way that we do this. And again, Netflix has Christmas, two games on Christmas for the next 3 years. Netflix is going to be a permanent partner with the NFL after that. They're going to renegotiate their deals, and Netflix is going to, and maybe it's Thursday Night Football, maybe they form a new package for them for that. It's entirely possible. But Netflix and the NFL, it's here to stay.
All right. And on the way out, I can reveal I have lines for the first 8 games. The rest are TBD or not available. Dolphins are favored in 6 of the first 8 games. There is no line available for the game against the Seattle Seahawks, week 3 in Seattle. And they are not favored for November the 3rd in Buffalo. So, 7-1 possible start. Well, if the odds makers have their way, that is possible. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Blake Sebo. Thank you. You seem to show up here every single year, once a year. It's like your Christmas. You're like Santa Claus. You're the TV guy, Santa Claus.
Hey, you know, I kind of look like Santa Claus, so I'll take it. I was trying to think of an analogy. I was going with the groundhog. Santa Claus is much better because, you know, there's no NFL on Groundhog Day. We got NFL on Christmas. So, no, it's great. Thanks for having me again this year, Alf. I really appreciate it. For those of you on OnlyFans, make sure you join Premium Vetted. They got the schedule 5 hours before it was released today, before anybody else on X or in anywhere else. So it's worth it. $25 a month. I'm not getting paid for this endorsement, but it's definitely worth your time. So if you're listening to this, pay the extra money. You'll thank yourself. Alf in training camp is really worth it for just that. Because his training camp reports on there, especially for people who live out of town, are tremendous. So can't recommend enough. If you're listening here, you know, I've been a member, join, $25. That money's well spent.
Yeah, and for everybody else, it's only $3 a month. It's discord.gg/OnlyFans. You can become a member there for $3 a month. And when he talks about my camp reports, it's not like I get up there and I say, this guy threw the ball and he caught it. And he got maybe 22 yards. No, I sit in the stands watching every single play of practice on either side, and I take notes of every single rep of that day. And I give you a transcript every single day in my audio feed. So, yeah, I am going to say it is absolutely worth it just for the camp reports alone. Thank you, Blake. Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe when there is a NBA.
Yeah, man. Let's build change. Well, hey, I've already got the round ball rock playing around the clock here. So I'm here for you anytime you want, Alf.
All right. Thank you. We will do this again next week. But till then.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.